You are now listening to the OrthoBullets podcast.
This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of turf toe from the foot and ankle section on orthobullets.com. So turf toe is a hyperextension injury to the plantar plate and sesamoid complex of the hallux metatarsophalangeal joint. As far as epidemiology, turf toe is more prevalent in contact athletic sports played on rigid surfaces. With respect to the pathophysiology, the mechanism of injury in turf toe is that the forefoot will be fixed to the ground, the hallux MTP joint will be positioned in hyperextension, axial load is then applied to the heel, and a combination of force and joint positioning causes attenuation or tearing of the plantar capsulo-ligamentous complex. So the pathoanatomy in this injury is a tear to the capsular ligamentous sesamoid complex, and the tear occurs off the proximal phalanx, not the metatarsal. Associated injuries with turf toe include varus or valgus injuries to the hallux MTP joint, sesamoid fractures, proximal migration of the sesamoid, cartilaginous injury or loose body in the hallux MTP joint, stress fracture of the proximal phalanx, and or hallux rigidus, which is a late sequelae of turf toe. With respect to prognosis, turf toe can be a devastating injury to the professional athlete. Classification of turf toe is usually divided into three grades. Grade 1 is a sprain of the plantar plate, grade 2 is a partial tear of the plantar plate, and grade 3 is a complete tear of the plantar plate. Now, let's go over some relevant anatomy. The hallux metatarsophalangeal joint is stabilized by osseous structures, tendons, ligaments, and the plantar plate. Osseous structures include the articulation between the metatarsal and the proximal phalanx. Tendons include the flexor hallucis brevis, which contains the tibial and fibular sesamoids. Other tendons include the abductor hallucis, which attaches to the medial sesamoid, and the adductor hallucis, which attaches to the lateral sesamoid. As far as the ligaments, you have the medial and lateral collateral ligaments, as well as the intermetatarsal ligament. And finally, the plantar plate is composed of the joint capsule. The plantar plate attaches to the transverse head of the adductor hallucis, flexor tendon sheath, and deep transverse intermetatarsal ligament. As far as presentation of patients with turf toe, the history is important to get the circumstances of the injury. Again, the mechanism of injury is usually consistent with a hyperextension and axial loading of the hallux MTP joint. The type of athletic shoe and playing surface is also helpful information to get. Primary symptoms of turf toe include acute pain, stiffness, and swelling. Defining characteristics include inability to push off and reduced agility. On physical exam, inspection will usually show plantar swelling and ecchymosis, and possible malalignment of the hallux MTP joint. You should also test motion on exam, like active and passive range of motion. Inability to hyperextend the joint without significant symptoms is definitely a compelling finding for this diagnosis. A vertical Lachman test is positive if there is greater laxity compared to the contralateral side, and you may also find varus or valgus instability on exam. Finally, you should also assess the gait of these patients, and typically you will see a shortened amount of time spent after heel rise due to this injury. As far as imaging, recommended views on radiographs include a weight-bearing AP, lateral, and oblique view of the foot. Additional views include a sesamoid axial view and a forced dorsiflexion view. Findings on these films should include comparison of the sesamoid to joint distances, the medial sesamoid may be displaced proximally. Films may also show a sesamoid fracture. However, films often do not show a dislocation of the great toe MTP joint because it is concentrically located on both radiographs. A bone scan may be indicated for negative radiographs with persistent pain, swelling, and weak toe push-off. Findings may include increased signal at the first MTP joint and/or stress fracture of the proximal phalanx. MRI is not recommended routinely, but may be indicated after a positive bone scan, a hyperdorsiflexion injury with exam findings consistent with a plantar plate rupture, abnormal radiographs, and for persistent pain, swelling, as well as weak toe push-off. Findings on MRI will show disruption of the volar plate, and MRI can also be used to rule out a stress fracture of the proximal phalanx. Treatment of turf toe can be non-operative in the form of rest, NSAIDs, taping, stiff-soled shoe, or walking boot, and indications for non-operative modalities include most injuries, grades 1 through 3. Techniques include early icing and rest, which is recommended. Taping is not indicated in the acute phase due to vascular compromise with swelling. A stiff-soled shoe or rocker-bottom sole to limit motion is recommended. However, more severe injuries may require a walker boot or short leg cast for 2 to 6 weeks. Physiotherapy in the form of progressive motion should be done once the injury is stable. Surgical repair may be indicated for grade 3 injuries that have failed conservative treatment, if there is retraction of the sesamoids or fracture of the sesamoids with diastasis, traumatic bunions, loose fragments in the joint, and/or hallux toe deformity. The technique for surgical repair usually involves a medial plantar incision, then repair or excision of the sesamoids depending on fragmentation. And if you're repairing the sesamoids, you can use either a headless screw or suture repair to internally fix a sesamoid fracture. Joint synovitis or osteochondral defect often requires debridement or chylectomy. And finally, an abductor hallucis transfer may be required if the plantar plate or flexor tendons cannot be restored. Postoperatively, patients will be made non-weight-bearing, then progressive range of motion and physiotherapy will be implemented, and expected return to sport will be approximately 3 to 4 months. Complications of turf toe include hallux rigidus, which is a late sequelae, and this will be treated with chylectomy versus arthrodesis, depending on the severity. Another potential complication is a proximal phalanx stress fracture, which may be overlooked. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over 2 questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. So the first question reads, a 20-year-old running back is referred to you by his primary care physician, presenting with a 1-week history of right great toe pain following a tackle. He never had any issues with this foot before, but has significant pain doing anything more than walking. Exam shows a swollen and painful big toe, and further exam was equivocal. A lateral radiograph of the first MTP joint shows that the sesamoids are in normal alignment, and a T2 MR image shows an intact plantar plate with signal at the plantar plate. What is the best next step in treatment? And the choices are 1, a bone scan, 2, taping the first MTP, beginning physical therapy and wearing a rigid orthotic, 3, a first MTP arthrodesis, 4, sesamoidectomy, and 5, lateral closing wedge osteotomy. So the patient in the question stem has a history and workup consistent with a low to mid-grade turf toe injury. Initial treatment should include conservative modalities, so the correct answer to this question is 2, the next best step in treatment is taping the first MTP, beginning physical therapy, and wearing a rigid orthotic. Turf toe was first described in 1976 among collegiate football players. It is most commonly seen in football players on artificial surfaces, but is seen in other sports in which an axial load is applied to a plantar flexed hindfoot and dorsiflexed metatarsal phalangeal joint. The phalangeal end of the plantar capsule ligamentous complex can be attenuated or completely torn, causing significant pain and swelling. Motions involving hyperextension or push-off will stress the joint and reproduce pain. On exam, excess laxity on hyperextension stress may be seen, but exam may be difficult due to pain. Radiographs may show displacement of the sesamoids, and MRI yields the most information on the plantar structures and cartilage surface. Anderson et al. Reviewed management of sports-related foot and ankle injuries, including turf toe injuries. Grade 1 and 2 injuries were managed through taping, the MTP, and rehabilitation, with grade 2 frequently requiring time off from sport due to pain. Orthotics limiting extension were also used for grade 2 injuries. Grade 3 injuries were also able to be treated non-surgically through splinting and plantar flexion. However, they cite high return to sport rate and performance outcomes in elite-level athletes undergoing direct repair as evidence for more aggressive treatment. Now moving on to the final question we'll go over for this topic. A 22-year-old football player lands on the forefoot with his great toe hyperextended during a football game. He presents with pain at the metatarsal phalangeal joint and difficulty with cutting drills. Examination demonstrates localized tenderness. AP radiographs of bilateral feet shows left foot sesamoid retraction compared to the normal sesamoid position on the right foot. Lateral radiographs of the left foot also shows sesamoid retraction with hallux dorsiflexion. And a sagittal T2 weighted MRI demonstrates complete disruption of the plantar plate distal to the sesamoid. Non-operative measures have not been successful. What is the next best step? And the choices are 1. Resection, 2. Tendon repair, 3. Tenotomy, 4. Capsuloligamentous repair, and 5. Internal fixation of bone. So the patient in the question stem has a grade 3 left turf toe with sesamoid retraction that has failed non-operative measures. Capsuloligamentous repair is indicated, making 4. Capsuloligamentous repair the correct answer to this question. So to quickly review again, turf toe occurs after axial loading on the heel with the ankle plantar flexed and the hallux MTP hyperextended. The incidence is up to 45% in NFL players, with most occurring on artificial turf. Grade 1 injuries involve attenuation of plantar structures, localized swelling, and minimal ecchymosis. Grade 2 injuries involve partial tear of plantar structures, moderate swelling, and restricted motion as the result of pain. Grade 3 injuries involve complete disruption of plantar structures, significant swelling / ecchymosis, hallux flexion weakness, or frank instability of the MTP joint. George et al. Reviewed turf toe injuries in intercollegiate football over 5 seasons. They found that 1. Athletes were more likely to sustain injury during competition than in practice. 2. Less than 2% required surgery. 3. Injury rates were higher on artificial turf. 4. Most injuries occurred after contact with the playing surfaces or another player. And 5. Running back and quarterbacks were most likely to sustain this injury. Anderson et al. Reviewed sports foot and ankle problems. For grade 1 injuries, they recommended taping and early rehabilitation and early return to play. For grade 2 injuries, they recommended turf toe plate / carbon fiber orthosis, taping, rehabilitation, and return to play at about 2 weeks. For grade 3 injuries, although non-operative treatment is possible, they report good outcomes with direct primary repair of the ruptured capsuloligamentous complex. Return to play may take 6 to 12 months. That's all for this review about turf toe. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. If you're enjoying the podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on iTunes. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.